You know, there was this salute to Mike Nichols hearing Mrs. Robinson just now made me think of that. And they were showing scenes from his movies and Dustin Hoffman. I think it was AFI gave a Lifetime Award to Mike Nichols. And there's this scene in The Graduate where the character played by Dustin Hoffman realizes how young and immature he feels, and he goes over to a wall and he hits his head on the wall, you know, clunk, 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 stupid, stupid, stupid. And in that movie, or in this tribute, Dustin Hoffman said that that was an improvised scene, and the reason it happened was because he was laughing so hard that he couldn't stop, so he turned and went to the wall to hide that laughing. And he brought it up because he was saying how great a director Mike Nichols was to allow people to do things like that. And forgive me for that just popping into my head after hearing Eddie Adcock, but it was interesting to note that that was an improvised scene. From that, we go to live music that's about to be improvised. And in fact, we're going to talk about improvisation sometime during the next 45 minutes or so, because not only did the next two musicians possess that talent, but they're also going to be sharing it with middle school students this summer. Let's welcome now to you at the Saturday Light Brigade, Sue Powers and Jeff Berman.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Well, we're going to be part of Doodah Days next week and doing our interpretations of some Stephen Foster tunes. And improvisation is a big part of that, especially when you're talking about interpretation and that emotional quality with that. So here's a tune called, this is one of our favorites of his. It's called Nellie Was a Lady.
Thank you.
chestnut she died. Oh, Tom Bell, we're lovely now, my dear Virginia bride. Down in the meadow, on the clover, walk with my Nellie by my side.
Saturday Light Brigade, Sue Power singing and playing banjo, and Jeff Berman doing incredible things with the lap dulcimer. For a minute, I thought a lap steel had found its way in. That solo was really cool to listen to it played that way. The sound, not to take away attention from Sue, who's played great too, but
okay.
it's amazing, Jeff, what you're... I'm always... People sometimes think of the lap dulcimer as not having the range of applications and voices and things that can be done, but you just bring so much out of that instrument that it makes you wonder about possibilities.
Well, you know, that word possibilities is a very beautiful thing, and it's... If you don't allow yourself to be confined by the obvious limitations of something... not just the dulcimer, but almost anything in your life, then the possibilities are very broad. I won't say endless, but it's endless with what you can do with the variations and the possibilities. That's the improvising part.
Yeah.
And just extending those possibilities, absolutely. Well, and thank you for hearing it.
Yeah, it really is very, very cool. I mean, you heard... and I wanted to be sure that you knew exactly what the instrument lineup was here at the studio, because you've got two people, only one singing and two instruments. And as you were listening, you might have thought there was something far more – you might have thought there was another person here in the studio, I think, because of the intricacies and the counter melodies and the percussion. That was just beautifully done. And,
well, thank you.
You mentioned you like that song so much. Is there a reason that's one that strikes you?
One of the most important reasons I like it is Nellie is an African-American woman, and so Stephen Foster was talking about her as the subject, which I really like. The song's got to be 150 years old. I don't know the exact date of it. And there's some just beautiful verses in here about when her husband looks into her eyes, he sees the sun in the morning rising up. So it's just how she, you know, how beautiful she is.
Well, it's also interesting that just given the time frame when the tune was written, it's a humanizing a perspective on a group of people that at the time didn't always get that perspective.
Well, and that's a touchy subject for a lot of people with Stephen Foster, because there are debates, and a lot of people have a stigma towards certain songs he's written and extended to him as being racist or derogatory. And his writings were often a reflection of the times, or and sometimes we're actually making fun of those attitudes. But when they're listened to without that taken into account, sometimes people read things into them, I think, that weren't intended.
And maybe we're reading into them, too, but we see a humanity for all people in his music, everybody, and from all walks of life. And the beauty with how he deals with death, with loss, you know, and how he sings about that, which so many of his songs are really, they're almost memorials to people who have passed away.
Yeah, and all accounts, at least that I've read, you know, paint Stephen Foster as just a very, you know, dear, gentle soul, and, you know, with a pretty rough life, too. You know, and I'm not sure if you've read the same types of things about him.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I also think just in terms of the poetry of songwriting, you know, and that, again, that interpretive quality, you know, there's a lot of contemporary songwriters who write things that can are always misinterpreted. Take someone like Randy Newman or even somebody like Richard Thompson, who they speak in characters, and those characters aren't necessarily true to them, to their own point of view, and they're not always, you're not supposed to take that literally as, because it's commentary, you know, and you see it in a lot of comedy now, you know, if you watch some of the stuff that's on, even stuff that's geared towards old, well, not, I won't say kids, but some of the animated stuff that's on TV
where the
humor is offensive on the surface, but underneath, it's really meant to be turned around and seen as a commentary. I digress, though,
<That's>
which
okay.
I'm prone to do.
That's a good point. With a lot of his songs, was he creating a character? Was he being a character in these songs? Was he really talking about himself? It definitely seems like with some of them, they're about real people.
I agree. I always am very, when Jeff and I get in a room, I worry because we both will digress, you know, in far different ways than I, which is a good thing, not necessarily. I want to be sure that we hear music. And one of these days, we just need to do an hour, Jeff. You and I will just talk for an hour and take calls. Because
that would be a lot of fun.
We could have Sue. Sue could be part of it as well.
Sue's got to be part of this.
Sue must be part of it. But we all, I really enjoy, you know, talking with both of you about music.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next song is one that I picked for the words. And it's because he's trying to, you know, defend the meek and the innocent and the people who are weak. And why should they have to fear? Why do they have to die? It's called May the Red Rose Live Always. Oh. You know this one?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the words are just amazing. And it's a lot of fun. And there's all this. He's talking about nature. I don't know. You know, you have to interpret it. It really doesn't spell it out what it's about. But, you know, why should the innocent hide their heads? Why should the innocent fear? I really like what he's saying in those that no one should live in fear.
If you can, why don't you try to listen very carefully to the words of this next song? If you're able to, as you're driving, or maybe just enjoying some time outside, sometimes it's hard to stay focused and hear every word. But why don't you try to listen to this song? It's another song from Stephen Foster, performed by Sue Powers and Jeff Berman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stu Powers and Jeff Berman. You did some verses in that song I haven't heard before. At least maybe I just didn't hear them before.
I think there's so many words that you just don't catch them.
Yeah, that's what I think. I tried to follow my own challenge of really, really listening. And gosh, the daisies really struck me when they came into the song. The common, you know, we're talking about the rose and its splendor and sort of the formal flower, and then suddenly the everyday daisies come in to be celebrated at the same time with their heads dancing. It's just a beautiful song.
Yeah.
You really bring Stephen Foster to life. Now, you'll be at Duda Days next Saturday. That's a week from today, July 10th. Now, this is at the Lawrenceville or the Allegheny Cemetery in Lawrenceville. And it's a great event. It runs from 11 until 4, and there's live music. There's trolley tours of the cemetery, which are pretty cool because it's a very old cemetery. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to see. Food, discussions about Stephen Foster, a chance to sing along, I'm sure, with some songs. There's a brand new video that Sue and Jeff are in called Duda Days that's available too from the Lawrenceville Historical Society. That'll be out there next week. It just was screened for the very first time at the Melwood Screening Room a few days ago.
So I'd also like to mention that we're not playing alone next week.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a much bigger band for the Stephen Foster Festival.
It's going to be twice as large. There'll be a whole four
times as much sound.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned before that you imagined hearing lap steel. We're going to have the wonderful Pete Freeman playing dobro with us next week. Pete couldn't be here today. It's actually billed as Powers Berman Freeman, but we're actually going to have a fourth member, a wonderful guitar player named Chris Parker, who plays with a really cool band in town called the City Dwelling Nature Seekers.
And, I like it.
And Chris is also a great drummer.
Excellent.
That's why I love him, because I'm a percussionist by heart. So, you know, we tend to really like to mine the internal rhythm of a lot of these tunes, and not just the surface and not just the words. So, yeah, come down. It'll be a little string orchestra.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. That's next week. And, you know, one of the fun things about going to an event like Duda Days, you're going to meet some interesting people, or at least have a chance to look at some interesting people, because this event's going to attract a lot of genuine, authentic
reenactors.
Yeah. Oh, there will be reenactors there, too, coming in. Make sure you don't get caught in a war or anything. Bill Luker and I years ago got caught in a Civil War reenactment. We didn't know what was going on, and before we knew it, we were in the middle of a battle. We had to duck down, and it was really funny. I think the reenactors were upset that we were we were there, but we didn't know. We didn't get the memo, and before you knew it, you know.
All of a sudden, you walk through a battlefield.
Yeah, we just sort of hid by a tree and tried very hard to you know, not get taken by the Confederacy.
And they haven't made paintballs for those old guns yet.
No, not yet. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a pleasure to have Sue Powers and Jeff Berman with us.
Really? Oh.
As Sue's tuning, I'll take a moment to just let you know that live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council.
This next tune is another melancholy tune of Foster's. And it's about somebody waiting for someone to come home. And we live in interesting times right now, and a lot of people in this region are waiting for people to come home. You can interpret this in many different ways.
Well, it definitely seems like it's a soldier from the Civil War. That they couldn't get, communication wasn't so easy back then. I don't know if you had mail 150 years ago. You did, but...
Well, no matter how much you had, even today, it doesn't seem like enough for people that are waiting for folks.
Sometimes people would just show up, just appear, and you never knew when. So you were waiting. The possibility was any time, any day, someone could come home from the war. And when I used to first listen to this song, I couldn't tell if the soldier came home or not. It's not clear.
Because it speaks of imagining hearing this person at the door, but it's never resolved. So there's a lot of layers of interpretation here.
That every time she thinks of her Willie, he's there. So she's imagining him being there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's the song called?
Willie, We Have Missed You.
Once again, Jeff Berman and Sue Powers.
Thank you.
sad without you. The nights were long and drear. My dreams have been about you. Oh, welcome, Willie dear. Last night I wept and watched by the moonlight's cheerless ray, till I thought I heard your footstep. Then I wiped my tears away. But my heart grew sad again when I heard you had not come. Oh, Willie, we have missed you. Oh, welcome, welcome home. Welcome, welcome home. I welcome, welcome home.
Sue Powers and Jeff Berman. Yeah, I don't think I've ever asked you how the two of you met. And when you met and when you started playing together. They giggle as I turn. You can pass on that question if you want.
No, I have a good story.
It's a great story.
I went to graduate school for art at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn. And I had just completed my MFA in painting. And the first thing I did when I finished school was to play as much music as I possibly could, because I had to kind of put it aside for a while and really focus on some other things. And I felt like I had to actually just get out and meet new people, because I'd been working for 2 years with kind of the same crew of people. And I really felt the need to play as much banjo as possible. And I did. I would play with anybody, and I was playing in Manhattan in little clubs in the East Village and jamming with a lot of people. And one day I was taken to a studio in Soho of a guy named Citizen Kafka, who was actually on the radio. He was on BAI.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. On WBAI, I think. I've heard of this guy. That's interesting.
Well, okay. Jeff can tell you about Citizen Kafka.
His real name is Richard Schulberg. Mm-hmm. And Richard passed away last spring. And but part of his claim to fame was being this radio personality in New York, but another part of his claim to fame was that he led a band called the Wretched Refuse String Band, which was an institution in New York, a bluegrass old-timey band where amazing players have come through that band. Tony Trischka, Andy Statman, Matt Glazer, Kenny Kosek,
wow.
Marty Cutler, Roger Mason, Larry Cohen. Just anyone in the New York area who was involved in that kind of music, John Scholl, amazing guitar player, Bob Jones, these were all the staples of that band. And at any given time, the band could be 5 people or it could be 12 people. You know, we did a show at the Bottom Line once that had 3 fiddlers, including Alison Krauss, at least 2 banjo players, including Alison Brown. And it was just endless. So and Richard was at the at the center of this, and it was music and hysterical humor, because that's what the Citizen Kafka show was. It was a lot of humor, a lot of.
John Goodman was part of the
radio show early on. It was Richard and John Goodman and Kenny Kosek, and the 3 of them together would just be in the studio peeing in their pants, you know.
I think when he passed away, I read something. Because we support Pacifica and get a lot of their mailings and things. That's fascinating.
You should check some of the archives of those shows. You should check them out.
I already made a mental note to do just that. So we still haven't gotten to the meeting yet.
I'm supposed to be meeting the great Citizen Kafka, Richard Schulberg, and because he's a really good musician. He's a really good old-timey fiddle player. And haven't you heard of him? And I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy. But the people who were taking me to meet him said, oh, he's you don't know him? He's great. But so I met him, but Jeff was there, actually kind of helping him out in his studio.
Yes, I was.
And the whole time I was there, supposedly meeting the great Citizen Kafka, I couldn't stop paying attention to Jeff. He was really intrigued by him. And we all ended up going out to a big dinner in Chinatown. And I left my date and just sat next to Jeff and just started talking to him about music. And we just, like, immediately, head-to-head, started talking about how we approach playing music. And we just bonded over that.
That's something. And that goes, we're talking like
rest is history.
70s or early
80s? No, no, no.
17 years ago, whatever that would be from here, 92, I think.
Okay, I didn't mean to make it older than that. I just wasn't really thinking. Wow, that's something.
Well, see, in the 70s, Sue was here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, she sure was. That's why.
Playing the Devilish
and
Mary.
I was in New York playing with the Unholy Modal Rounders.
In a similar type band.
So we were kind of mining similar territory.
In different cities.
In different ways.
Yeah, as I think about it, I can remember listening to Sue sitting on Flagstaff Hill in the 70s at various Smoky City folk festivals and other events. Wow. Well, that's a good story.
We were all just 12 years old then.
Yeah. Accidental meetings are typically
totally random. It really was, except that I was searching for good musicians to play with, and I found a great one.
And 17 years later, I think you're still intriguing each other.
We're still growing with the music. We still are creating it. It's definitely an endless process here.
I think I knew this was going to happen. I think we have time for one more song as I look at the clock.
We always talk our way through these.
We have to do this more often. We'll,
but it's great.
Yeah, I hope it's interesting to you as you're listening. it is to us. I mean, these are two just very dear people. We talk frequently about how this hour of SLB is especially to help focus on the jewels that are within our midst, within our region, and here you're listening right now to two just incredibly talented, interesting, and interested people. I'm glad you're able to be with us. Now they're comparing notes. They're picking a song.
Yeah, I think we want to do Gentle Annie. I mean, we're still keeping it low key.
Hey, before
none of the fast ones.
Before I forget, I don't know if we'll get time to it or not, but Devilish Mary is a brand new CD. Devilish Mary includes both Sue and Jeff and some other great musicians, and it's wonderful. This is the third, I think, album.
This is the third one.
From Devilish Mary. It came out. I'm glad the interval between 2 and 3 wasn't as long as the interval between 1 and 2.
And the fourth one won't be either. We'll do it a lot quicker.
The interval between 1 and 2 was 20-some years. So it's called Water and Vines, and you can go to Devilish. Make sure you include that I, Devilish Mary.
MERRY.
Oh, yes, and Mary.
That's right, it's not Mary.
Yeah.
And it's not Devilish.
Yes.
Okay, this is a tough call. We've got Gentle Annie, which is a new one that we're trying to do. Just discovered how beautiful that tune is. And then Hard Times Come Again No More is a classic Stephen Foster tune. We do it all the time, but we just came up with a new way of approaching it. So I don't know if you have a preference, Larry.
I'll leave it to you. I will tell you not that many of our affiliates will switch over electronically in about 5 minutes.
Let's do Hard Times.
Yeah, I just want to be sure you don't get cut off in any way. I can't control that, unfortunately. We want to really thank Jeff Powers and Sue Berman. I knew I would do it, and I did. Sorry, Jeff Berman and Sue Powers. I jinxed myself.
We're interchangeable.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they say people start to look alike as they've been together for
a long time. We don't want to end up looking alike, though.
I knew I would do that eventually. Thank you, Jeff and Sue, for being here.
Give me a G.
talking on the plane at Doodah Days. And we are playing tunes today that are...
The
quiet side of Stevie Foster.
That's nice for a day like today.
Absolutely.
As you're tuning, I'm going to say join us again next week at WRCT Pittsburgh, WSHA Grove City, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, PCTV, Comcast 21 Pittsburgh, and Verizon 47 Greater Pittsburgh, WCUC Clarion, and SLBRadio.org.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all serve sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the light and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh. Sigh that is wafted across a troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh.
Thanks, Jeff and Sue. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.